It is indeed that most wonderful time of the year. Time to throw on your favorite Christmas sweater and settle in with Bethlehem's Touchstone Theater for a heartfelt, homegrown celebration of the Christmas season in the Christmas City. For 26 years now, Touchstone has been ringing in December with the latest edition of the Christmas City Follies, the holiday theatrical extravaganza that's made fresh from scratch every year. Follies features a dash of music, pinches of merriment and mischief, and just a smidge of festive hijinks. And it's become our very own original Lehigh Valley holiday tradition, running this year from December 4th through December 21st at Touchstone's Southside Bethlehem Theater. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host. And this evening, I'm talking with Touchstone Executive Director and Follies Director, JP Jordan, and Touchstone Teaching Artist and Follies Cast Member, Alexa Roja, about the beloved holiday celebration that is the 2025 edition of the Christmas City Follies. So, welcome, JP and Alexa.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Yeah, happy to be here.
It's good to have you both here, and it's good to be talking about the Follies again, and good to have the Follies back. JP, I didn't realize until we were talking before coming on the air that this is your 18th year directing it. Yes.
Yes, this is true. When I first came aboard, I believe it was Follies number six, and I was the musical director for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and then since then, I've been the director for the last 17 of them. So this is my 18th time at the in the director position for this. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, given that, I mean, let's talk a little bit about for the listener, and it's hard to believe if there's anyone out there that hasn't been to the Follies, which would be really sad, but if they haven't, it's an interesting for a tradition. I think part of the magic of the formula, it is a tradition, it's a beloved tradition, but part of the fun, unlike some other Christmas traditions, is that this one's new every year. Can you tell us a little bit about how and why that's so?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, and we have kind of an ongoing, I don't know, it's not really a joke or something, because it actually is true that every year somebody comes up to us after the show and says, "This is the best one yet," right? And it's just like, how can it possibly be that, right? And I think this is what's really special about Touchstone's ability to deliver the Christmas City Follies, because we do work on this. This is brand new material every year. And the way it can be the best every time, there's, I don't know, in my head, I have like my favorites, right? But it's like the reason is because we're creating it right. Like we start in the middle of October. And so whatever's topical at that time or whatever we're kind of feeling in the zeitgeist around the studio, we're like most of us live in Bethlehem and this is our home, both like as community members and creatives. That when we're approaching this work, we're talking like as people that live here and experience that and are living in our current world. And so it's an amazing thing, you know what I mean, to be able to react in kind of real time and create stuff. Like we're, in one sense, it's like we're in this one box where it's like this has to be kind of holiday themed in
That's
some way,
right.
but at the same time, it's like we're living in like a certain time period and stuff. And so yeah, that's why it's always going to be fresh, and you know what I mean. It's and for anybody who's been to Follies, it's kind of been my mission. I don't know that it wasn't for the directors before me, but it's I always feel that it's necessary to leave an audience with a feeling of hope, right? For whatever is going on, like we can be doomsayers always on, but that's not going to serve us in any way. And so as we approach this thing, it's like cool, yeah. Like we have to be realistic about what we're living through right now, and but it's still like it's the holidays, so let them, like, if you can, let them rush over you and find like even the most cliche of like uplifting thoughts, you know what I mean, to kind of, this is the season of giving, as they say, right? And so how can we fill ourselves with a sense of giving as we kind of create for the audience? And the thing that we want to give at the end of this thing is ultimately a sense of hope that like we are all together in this on the, you know, on the little blue marble floating around in space. And so let's do it. You know, we're here together. Let's be kind and thoughtful and, you know, generous with one another.
That's an interesting take. I think we're craving community more than ever right now. And this Touchstone space, for folks that aren't familiar with it, is really warm and intimate. So there's that really wonderful sense, I think, with Follies of, yeah, sharing that journey, that kind of catharsis and journey to end up at that place of hope at the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's for me. That's like whether it's Follies or any other piece of artistic work, I tend to get off. I don't really go for like, I don't know, heavy themes of like Pinter and like infidelity and like family shop. It's like, all right, cool. We can dwell on the negative way we want. And it's not to say I have some Pollyanna attitude about the world or like that touch, the Touchstone or the Follies are that thing, but it's really about like earnestly being present as a community member and finding hope in what we do.
Well, and I think too, the mix of it's interesting with Follies, it's very smart, fast-paced humor and thinking and playful, and nothing Pollyanna in that sense, but clever. And then these kind of moments when it's poignant or when something hits you, it's just all the more precious. I want to talk a little bit for our audience in a moment about how that's created each year afresh. But Alexa, is this your first Follies as a cast member?
I've grown up seeing Follies. I've been
Oh,
seeing the show
okay.
like since high school, but I've never been in it. So I'm really excited to like get to be on stage with people who I grew up seeing. Like to be working with them is kind of surreal.
Well, what's your journey into Touchstone been? How did you end up here?
I actually had an acting teacher who works at Touchstone now, and she taught me when I was growing up. And so when I got to high school, I had friends who did a lot of Touchstone stuff. I would go to see Follies. And then I graduated, and they came to me and they were like, you do theater. Do you need a job? And I was like, yes, yes, please. I
It's
do need
theater,
a job.
yes. Yeah.
So I started teaching with them, and then started like performing more and doing more shows, and now I'm here.
And you're a teaching artist as well with Touchstone?
Yes.
And so to go back for what it's like for it, I'd like to hear from both of you, Alex and JP. What's the process like? JP, you mentioned you start in October. What do you start in October? What happens? How does this happen? How does this come about?
Sure. So, veteran Follies members, once you're in it, you can't stop thinking about it, right? You know what I mean? If you know you're coming back the next year, we're all keeping a list somewhere of like, how about this for next year? You know what I mean? And so on that day, basically everybody that's in the cast and crew members, we get together in the studio and there's a big blank wall in front of us, and we come armed with sticky notes and Sharpies of different colors. And so all these ideas get dumped up on this wall, color coded with different color, ink to be like, this is a song, this is a scene, this is a character idea, this is just miscellaneous debris type of thing. And all those things go up there. And I would say, I'm not exaggerating when I say at the end of that first rehearsal in the morning, there's probably about 100 plus ideas on the wall. And so that 100 plus ideals is going to get whittled down to somewhere around 20. By the end of it. And that's not to say new ideas don't get introduced at each session. We have what we call No New Idea Day, which is about 2 weeks into the process. And I think it was Bill at one point in time, Bill George, the founder of Touchstone, he said to me, he said, at this point, new ideas will kill us. And it was like, you're absolutely right. And so, like, we have No New Idea Day, and that happens about 2 weeks in. Yeah.
And Alexa, what's the rehearsal process like for you? Is it a lot of before No New Idea Day and after No New Idea Day? Is it improvisational? Is it scripted? Is what's
Well, for No New Idea Day, we like take one of those sticky notes off the wall, and then we leave for like an hour or 45 minutes, and we get in a group and we just like write for an hour. And then we'll
Okay.
come back and we'll share the thing that we made with everybody and like get feedback and get notes and decide if that's an idea that we're going to want to keep working on. And then after No New Idea Day is when we go back to the sticky note wall and we're like, okay, there's 100 ideas up here. Which ones are you realistically gonna work on? And then people will start going, I'm never gonna work on this idea. I'm gonna take it down, or maybe next year. And then we start writing a little bit more intensely.
Okay, more focus. Yeah. On the website, it mentions that it features ensemble and friends. JP, could you tell us one of the things that's unique about Touchstone is it is an ensemble-based theater. So the ensemble, of course, is the core, and friends are community members or other artists or.
I think like the idea of labeling, it's just a weird, it's kind of an odd thing for us because, like, honestly, like, There is a core ensemble at Touchstone. It's myself, Lisa, Matt, Mary, Christopher. Sorry, I'm forgetting somebody in there. I don't know. Maybe I'm
It'll
forgetting
come to
myself.
you.
There's six of us.
Yeah.
And then Bill is an emeritus. And so this is the core of the Touchstone, are the six ensemble members. But like we do have like an extended kind of Alexa would be an affiliated artist with us. So we consider her in many ways part of the Touchstone ensemble. So you
Sure.
have like this core unit that has to deal with the day-to-day decision making and kind of governance of the artistic body. But when we get in a studio to create something like Christmas City Follies, yeah, there may be a little bit of a kind of, oh, these are the core ensemble members. But really, like what we're looking to do is make sure everybody, if you're in the thing with us, we want everybody to be thinking creatively alongside of us and not, you know, not like, oh, these are the core ensemble members. We're here to just
Right.
get their ideas across. That's not to say the core ensemble is the has veteran status at this. So their ideas are already coming in and they're like, you know, operating at like, you know, an 8 to 10 on some of the ideas as they're coming off the plate and sometimes don't need much of a, you know, a second draft. But we're really there to work with the people that are in the room. And Alexa's been amazing. She's coming up with awesome ideas.
Hey.
Dylan is in his
Stop.
second year. We have our two MFA students, Anissa and Jolie, who are here. And Jolie was actually a charter art student as well. And she, in 2020, it was supposed to be her year as a charter intern to be on stage at Touchstone. And so she was never able to do it. But what shows she was in the movie that year,
Okay.
in the Follies movie that came out.
Right.
And so now she's finally getting to be on stage.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I'm speaking with Touchstone Theater's JP Jordan and Alexa Rojo about Touchstone's 26th annual Christmas City Follies, the family-friendly, deliciously funny, and much-loved holiday vaudeville tradition running December 4th through December 21st. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle. Tonight I'm talking about Touchstone Theater's 26th annual Christmas City Follies with Touchstone's executive director and Follies director, JP Jordan, and Touchstone teaching artist and Follies cast member, Alexa Rojo. So welcome back, guys. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the ensemble and the group that comes together to make this work each year, and this year in particular. Quick question, JP, you mentioned MFA students. So I don't know if everyone's aware that Touchstone has an M is involved with and has an MFA program. Could you give us a quick sketch of that?
Yeah, sure. In 2019, we took our inaugural class of MFA students. So at that point in time, Touchstone had been running an apprenticeship program for over 20 years. And maybe about 10 years, like around 2009 or something, Christopher Shore came to town, who is the director of theater over at Moravian. And he came knocking on our door and said, "Hey, I know who you guys are. Can I play?" And we said, "Yeah, sure. Let's rock." And then so we started to build a relationship where Touchstone was going over, and he was at that point in time was a one person and still is theater program over at Moravian. And so we would come in and help out with tech, stage management, and mentor the students alongside of him for classes that weren't being offered. And then we did a couple co-productions, Resting Place, the Whitman piece, were all done in collaboration with Moravian. And then at some point in time, it's like, well, what's the next step? And it's like, well, let's see if we can turn the apprenticeship program into an MFA granting program. And that process went going through with Moravian took about 3 years. So we had been working on that since about 2015, 2016 to get kind of all the paperwork in line, get ready for Middle States accreditation of the program and stuff like that. And then so in 2019, we took the first class, and here we are with our most recent cohort. And yeah, we're off and running.
That's fabulous. And clearly, these are Moravian students doing the MFA program with Touchstone through
Yeah,
Moravia.
it's a really interesting program because they're students at Moravian, their degrees, their MFA in performance creation. So very much in line with what Touchstone does. Like in many, like we live in a world more performance studies than just theater. You know what I mean? It's just like cool performance making. We specifically wanted to call it that because we understood that sometimes, you know, oftentimes for us, the ideas are outside the black box and they're in the streets and they're weirdo things and crazy ideas that it's like, you know, Touchstone's the people that are really kind of doing that work here in the valley, like big weird stuff out in the streets. And so here we go. The students come and they come with their own awesome ideas, and we do what we can to support them.
And speaking of kind of being out the permeableness of all this back and forth into the streets, there's also Follies kind of trotting around the streets of Bethlehem in terms of a couple of other events you're tied into, the Christmas tree lighting, the Advent calendar. Could either of you tell us, share a little preview or tell us a little bit about that?
Alexa, are you doing the Advent this year?
I am. It's my first year doing the Advent too, so I'm excited. I'll get to see what it's about, just like you guys.
So this is a living Advent calendar, and this is still at, this is at the Sun and Courtyard, am I right?
Yeah, it's my building.
Okay.
It's over there, yeah.
Because I think it used to be at the Goondy House.
Yeah, but they moved it back last year, I believe, to the Sun and Courtyard. Yeah, so you'll see Touchstone actors and friends of the company, our affiliated artists out there, and they'll be walking around in their Dickensian robes and schmoozing with the audience and, you know, adding to the merriment. And then we'll also have a presence over at the North Side tree lighting this year.
So the tree lighting happens, just for our listeners, November 28th. It's Peyrer Plaza, Friday, November 28th, from 4:30 to 6:30, lighting up the big North Side Christmas tree. Touchstone will be there. And then December 1st through the 23rd is the live Advent calendar. That's again the Sun Inn Courtyard. That's sponsored by DBA, the Downtown Bethlehem Association, along with Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites and Touchstone Theater. And it's fabulous. It's the end of the workday, which is a perfect time. And like an advent calendar, every day you show up there in the courtyard and it's going to be something new and exciting. Alexa, are you there every day? Does this rotate? How does this work?
I will not be there every day because I also have to be at the show. So I won't be able to be there every day, but I will be there. So if people, want to come see me, I'm very cool and they should.
And speaking of, and going back to the show that you'll be going back to do, I don't know if you want to share any spoilers or whatever, but JP, I know that often, and our listeners might not be aware, is when you're talking about the influences and being in the moment and being in the year and kind of what's happening, there's also really local, often, not every piece of the Follies, but like the local, the community, Bethlehem, the valley really bleeds into the pieces as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, with that, so more than anything, with that kind of zeitgeist, it's really like, you know what I mean? For us, it's about the presence of being here in Bethlehem and in the valley. You know what I mean? Sure, like the big America stuff like trickles down to us, and we are in many ways a microcosm of what's happening there, and that's reflected. But yeah, it's really about the, you know, the eccentricities of ourselves as a community, you know what I mean? That we revel in, and we really take pleasure in the kind of lampooning those things at any point that we can.
And again, for our listeners to just kind of get a sense of what the final product's like, the term vaudevillian is tossed around a lot in describing it, which I think is really appropriate. Can you share with us? Because it's such a mix. It's like music and then comedy and then not comedy. And it's a wonderful roller coaster ride. So can you talk a little bit about the different styles and things going on and what challenges that, as a director, how do you weave that together?
Well, Alexa will tell you that this is not Saturday Night Live, and
We are told that very explicitly.
it really is about chasing something that can only be dealt with in the presence of being at in a on a live theater context, in a live performance in this way. So, you know, oftentimes, and it's not to say the show won't have sketch comedy, but I don't know, you know, listeners may remember back to the first seasons of SNL. You know, and that first season was so different than it is now. Every scene you see, every sketch is, it's just a sketch now, but in that first season, you had Jim Henson and his puppets come out and do something. You had Leon Redbone come out and make a guest appearance. There were multiple people that would come and kind of come and do different musical things, and they would come out. And it was really about, I think at that point in time, they were still kind of trying to figure out what is the difference, what is the live and what they're doing, right? And I think they've moved kind of, I still love it and watch it weekly, but it's moved quite a bit away from that. And so for me, it's kind of a little bit of that vaudevillian sense of the Muppet Show. You know what I mean? I grew up very much with the Muppet Show. If there's, as I direct Follies, there's kind of two major influences. One of them is the Muppet Show, and the other one is Mr. Show with Bob and David, which was a kind of a sketch show out of HBO. Because what they had done really good in Mr. Show with Bob and David, and some years we get this so right at Follies. It's been a while since we do it, and it's not that we're always shooting for it, but like how you segue one piece into another. You know what I mean? And you pick up a narrative and go in a completely different direction. And sometimes we'll have that for like two or three in a row, and other times we'll have the entire show kind of weave together in this way. But for me, when I look at Follies, it's really those things. And it's kind of, you know, the vaudevillian sensibility of about the Muppet Show, but also a lot of people ask about like what material is appropriate, right? And so it's like for us, it's thinking about on a Muppet Show or a Looney Tunes basis, right? There's going to be plenty of stuff in here that parents are going to be like, oh, cool, I get that. I'm glad my kid doesn't. But like at the same time, like everything we're doing is also, it's for a family audience. And so kids can be in there and have a really great time.
Which is wonderful. And we're sadly almost out of time. Quick question, Alexa. Again, without spoilers, we might not want to share whatever. Do you have a favorite character that you were sharing with the Follies this year that you might want to tell us about, or?
No, I do have a favorite piece that I won't tell you what it is, but it's my favorite because I really didn't think it was going to get in. I thought it was a little bit too much, a little bit too wonky, and I think people will know immediately when they see it what piece it is.
I was going to say that's part of, I think for our audience, that's part of the joy of it each year is like, I think I've seen just about every fall, but I'm constantly, you come back because of that. I mean, it's a constant surprise and delight and ranging from, something lovely or storytelling or music to something you go, what? Where did that even come? Oh my God.
Yeah, the piece she's talking about is absolutely brilliant.
Oh God.
Absolutely. It's genius.
And you knew right away which one it was. Yeah.
Well, they've been trying to get it in for years, I've heard, and now and then.
That's funny. Okay, now I need to know. I need to be there. Okay. So for our listeners again, it's running through December 4th through the 21st, and I will tell you need to get your tickets now because this is an intimate, wonderful, warm space that does not hold gazillions of people. Which wouldn't be any fun if it did. But you need to get your tickets now. And JP, basically, folks can common sense go to the website, right? There's a mix of, well, mostly Thursday through Sunday with a Wednesday performance to matinees, a mix.
Yeah, pretty much if you're coming to a Touchstone show during our main stage season, it's Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. With Follies on the second and third Saturday, we're adding a 2 p.m. show, as well as on the final week, a Wednesday evening show. And you know, it's just like, and by the time we get to the second weekend, it will start, it like it'll be sold out. So, you know what I mean? Like buy early, just like you're saying there, Kate.
And again, it's one of the most, I mean, there's so many wonderful holiday traditions in the valley or anywhere, but this is truly, truly unique. There's a reason it sells out so quickly. I encourage everyone to make sure they get it on their calendar now. Go to the website, get your tickets, go to the box office. And thank you both for taking the time away. This is also an enormous thing to put on. It's such a gift to the valley. It's such a wonderful tradition. Good luck. Have fun until you open. I can't wait to see what the who can believe this is really in the piece is, Alexa. And thank you. Good luck. See you soon on stage.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Thanks to WDIY. We love you guys. Thanks so much.
And thank you to our listeners. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, right here on WDIY 88.1 FM, the Lehigh Valley's public radio. And I look forward to joining you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.